This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Peter Bush, first-year head football coach at Swampscott High School. And Peter, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us over the hot summer months here.
I appreciate taking the time to let me talk about our program, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Peter, you were named football coach earlier this spring, if you will. Been previously defensive coordinator with the team, and obviously the team's had a lot of success in the years with Coach Bob Serino and yourself as defensive coordinator. So now you're taking over as head coach. So I guess just an update from you on where you're at right now with the program. Where do we stand right now when in the middle of July?
We kind of hopped right into our summer conditioning program, which was a continuation of the work the kids started to do back in December, right after, right when we got done with Thanksgiving. The kids were chomping at the bit to get in the weight room. So we worked out and trained all through the winter, all through the spring. We got our multi-sport athletes actually to train in season. So it wasn't a thing where we had to kind of start from ground zero again. So we're into, week four of our summer programs. We're in several passing leagues, that are throughout the week. And, we're just kind of looking forward to building off the momentum that we've kind of built from the wintertime.
Yeah. Hey, how does off-season training change? How has it changed from, say, when you were a player at Swampscott High School yourself to where it is right now?
I think, we definitely put the time in. When I was in high school, it was more about, running, conditioning, more so now the way we handle things, you incorporate the things in the weight room. You also incorporate more plyometrics. It's just really evolved, and there's been an emphasis, like I said, of just, making sure that, we're preventing injuries, and just getting the body ready physically and mentally for when things start in August, when the heat picks up.
Exactly. All right, so now your coaching staff. Last time we talked, obviously, you had just been named the head coach, so you hadn't really had a chance to solidify a coaching staff for sure at that time. So I assume that's pretty well done right now. So tell us about the coaching staff at Swampscott for 2023.
Yeah, we're fortunate, Bill. The carryover from Coach Serino's staff, we pretty much kept everything intact. Chris Holy, who was helping Coach Serino out with the offensive line, he's returning. We are bringing on Matt Griffin, who coached at Lynn English for a number of years. He's going to be doing our running backs. And Robert Serino is going to continue to work with the receivers and will serve as our offensive coordinator. On the defensive side, Jeff Beckett, who's a Swampscott High School grad, he's going to be coaching our D-line. He's also our head lacrosse coach. Dylan January, who was on that Super Bowl team of 2019, 2020 graduate, he's going to work with our linebackers. And I actually added a classmate of mine from 1997, Peter Beatrice, who I graduated and played with. He's going to be doing our defensive back. So the staff is starting to round out. There's a couple more people that I need to kind of get on the horn to talk to see if they're willing to help out. But we're really pleased. We have great coaches. They make it all about the kids. They work exceptionally hard. They put a lot of time in. But again, I think, like I said, I'm pleased with the staff, and they're excited to get going.
Absolutely. Well, let me throw this question out to you. As a football coach, head coach, and even as an assistant coach, I'm sure you're always thinking, you're always, you always have something top of mind, if you will, that should be done, has to be done, could be done, will be done soon. So what's top of mind right now for you, Peter, at this point as a head coach?
I think the big thing is just making sure that, our kids are preparing mentally and physically for the season. And also, we have several staff meetings where we're going over our install schedule. We're not anywhere near a depth chart or anything like that, or who should be playing where. It's more, again, that physical and mental aspect of things for the kids. Our kids are working extremely hard. But on the coaching aspect of things, it's just making sure you're starting to get prepared as far as, again, when you're going to install certain plays, when you're going to install certain blitzes, certain coverages. That type of stuff happens, throughout the course of the week at our coaches' meeting. So there's always something to be done, Bill, but you try to keep a tight ship and again, stay organized, because ultimately, again, when when August hits, you go from having, you know, a little bit of free time to none. So you just try to stay on top of that stuff.
Now, you mentioned, I think just a moment ago, the 7-on-7. Is that over or is that still ongoing at this point?
There's several leagues that run throughout the summer. I know this past weekend and this coming weekend, they start to have the one-day tournaments, you know, at some local area high schools. So things start to really pick up with that at the end of July. And then there's a little bit of a lull, like kind of that week in August where it's, you know, again, you're just continuing to train the kids and get them ready. And then, you know, and equipment distribution and all that good stuff. So just things to look forward to.
There you go. Peter, I won't hold you anymore, but if I were to ask you one question about this year's Swampscott football team or what fans might have to look forward to or you know, we're not going to talk about the depth chart. I get you right now. We don't want to get into that right now. But what can you give us for a preview note or two from this year's football team, you know, coming off of what you might have lost from last year's team?
I think, you know, again, we have some kids that lack varsity experience, but a lot of these kids that were junior varsity players were a player or two away from being varsity players. And a lot of times you look at your JV program, and that's your future. And our JV program last year was outstanding. The kids worked extremely well together. It's a pretty tight-knit group. So again, a lot of these kids as sophomores that are now rising juniors are going to have to step up and take those open positions. And again, it's not one person. It's not two people. That's why football is the greatest team sport. So it's going to take the hard work of all of them. It's going to take the coaches to put, you know, a great game plan together on a weekly basis and obviously use the practice week to get the kids prepared for Friday nights or Saturday games.
Peter, great talking with you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon, but let's not rush this summer too fast here, but we do look forward to talking to you again sometime a little closer to the season. Peter, thank you.
All right, Bill. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, hang on the line for just a second. That's Peter Bush, football coach at Swampscott High School here on MSONewsSports.com.